Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
We are getting more reaction to the climate change agreement that was finalized in Paris over the weekend. It is being described as an historic breakthrough. Countries have agreed to pursue efforts that would contain the rise of temperatures to no more than 2 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial temperatures, which is the most ambitious target ever in a climate agreement.
Other major developments include measures to allow vulnerable countries to seek compensation for losses directly linked to climate change and incentives to reduce emissions from deforestation. Well, many scientists and world leaders have been positive about the deal. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon called it a truly universal agreement on climate change. Many environmentalists worry it doesn't go far enough. William Mumaw is professor of international environmental policy at the Fletcher School of Law and Diplomacy at Tufts University. He also co-founded the Global Development and Environment Institute. He joins us now. Welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you for having me.
195 countries have signed on to this, Professor. American climate scientist Christopher Field told the New York Times, "I think this Paris outcome is going to change the world. We didn't solve the problem, but we laid the foundation." Do you agree?
That's just about what I would have said. It's actually a remarkable diplomatic success, getting 195 countries, some developed, some developing, to agree to anything has been a frustrating process for the last 20 years. So that's an accomplishment. The fact that it comes up short in terms of meeting a 2-degree goal is of course, a great concern. But it does lay the foundation on which a continuous ratcheting up of aspirations can be developed.
But this 2-degree figure, if achieved, might it prevent some of the most devastating consequences of climate change, including rising seas and extreme weather events, or no?
They're happening right now. We're up about 1 degree. We're halfway to the 2-degree mark already, and we're already seeing major flooding in coastal U.S. cities, about a fourfold increase in the last 25 years. There are other parts of the world, island nations that are in very deep trouble from that. The rate of melting in Greenland has tripled in the last, 15 years or so. So we're 2 degrees is not a safe level by any means.
Much of the burden to trim emissions from the global economy will fall to business. Should we trust Wall Street and investors to implement policies that will meet those ambitious reduction goals?
Well, you know, what I think is that's a good question. Obviously, they have done things in the past which make it questionable. But what I think was really amazing, I mean, all the focus was on what on governments were agreeing to in Paris. What was gotten much less attention is the very strong commitments from a large segment of the business community, including all of our major high-tech firms, you know, Google, Apple, Microsoft, and so forth, as well as retailers, Walmart, Unilever, committing to be 100% renewable in terms of their energy use, and that's pretty unprecedented. The billionaires' cabal, if you want to call it that, to add a couple of billion dollars right away to begin advancing technologies, that's all very new and wasn't there before. And then cities and regions, led by Governor Brown of California, made actually much greater commitments than any of the national governments did. And those of us who have been working on this are calling that the Paris dividend, because it wasn't even something that was counted on and is not counted in the commitments being made by national governments. So I think there's a lot to be positive about, but we really need to be going further than even all of that good work would address.
What about compensation? The agreement does for the first time ascribe responsibility for damage to countries emitting greenhouse gases. How important is that provision?
I mean, it's an important provision. I mean, if I were a member of the Marshall Islands or some of the other small island nations, it would seem to me quite unfair that the burning of fossil fuels in China and the U.S. and Europe is responsible for my island nation disappearing. And so there is a real sense of a need for to have something that addressed that concern. Now, how it's going to work is hard to tell from the language that's in the agreement. But at least, again, it's a platform in which it can be addressed. And it was important because otherwise, even a small nation with a population of less than 100,000 people could have blocked the entire agreement. So it was important for it to be there for process reasons as well as for some, I guess you could call them, social justice reasons.
Professor William Mumaw is professor for international environmental policy at the Fletcher School of Law and Diplomacy at Tufts University. Thanks so much for speaking with Here and Now.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.